this is Danny Johnson, and it's an honor and a privilege to be able to work with you tonight. Thank you so much for joining us. I am honored to be able to work with you directly. I'm honored that we have come together. I believe this is a divine appointment, and I believe that together we're going to do some great things. I'm also most excited about the fact that you are going to be able to meet an amazing community of people that are not just a bunch of greedy pigs out there to fill more of their own pockets, but people that, yes, are going to make and are making more money, have annihilated their debt, as well as using their life to benefit other people's lives. And so you, whether you realize it or not, you've kind of just come together with an army who are making a difference all over the world. Tonight we are going to talk about probably the biggest topic and the biggest revelation that I had 2 decades ago. It is probably the number one thing that is keeping you stuck, or the number one thing that has stopped you throughout your entire life. And when you overcome in this area, you are going to be shocked as to what happens in your life. If there is just one single pivotal lesson or revelation to have, this is that thing, no question. So as we get into the content, you got to make sure that you're taking good notes. As we get into the content, you want to make sure that you listen to this again and again. So again, we're going to talk about the number one thing that is keeping you stuck and stopping you from achieving all of the things that are in your heart that you desire to achieve. If this is your very first time listening, my name is Danny Johnson, and I grew up in a violently abusive home. I was abused in every way imaginable, and I've seen things that no child should ever see. I was abused because of the major drugs that was done on a daily basis in our house, physically abused, emotionally abused, mentally abused, sexually abused, verbally abused, abused all the way from the time I was 3 years old up until I was 16 when I finally left and I was finished with it. Only to end up making some very poor choices in my life, like pregnancy out of wedlock at the age of 17. Experienced a lot of condemnation and criticism, as well as manipulation and pressure to do things that I did not want to do. Then met and married a guy at 21 who I found myself months later completely homeless with $2.03 to my name and a $35,000 debt. I had become the failure that everybody said that I would be. My whole life to that point, I just had nothing but negative people around me telling me what a failure I was, telling me I was fat, ugly, stupid, and I could do nothing right. I had become that person they said I would be. I started a business from the trunk of my car and a payphone booth, and within 2 years became a millionaire. Now, you might ask yourself, Danny, how in the world did you do that? Well, it goes beyond that. Became a multimillionaire in my 20s and 30s, two-time best-selling author. I'm married to the most amazing man on the face of the planet, Mr. Hans Johnson. We have 5 children, 3 beautiful grandchildren, and we have hundreds of thousands of clients all over the world. Now, again, you might be asking the question, Danny, how in the world did you do that? Well, the year before I had started that business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth, I actually started another business, and actually was first in business at 19, got introduced to becoming an entrepreneur at the age of 19. I didn't get started because I thought I could succeed. I got started because I knew I could fail. And the truth was is that I was a failure my whole life. I had a great track record of failure. And I figured that the man that was actually talking about becoming an entrepreneur, he was a millionaire. And I figured if it took me 20 years to learn what he knew, and if I failed his income by 90%, I still would be doing better than if I stayed at my job at JCPenney's. I still would be making over $100,000 a year. And would I ever make $100,000 a year 20 years in JCPenney's? The answer was no way. I had no education. I wasn't smart. I didn't know the right people. So I got started. In my first 6 months, I failed miserably. I did. I didn't make a dime the first 6 months until I had come across a training that was done by a multimillionaire. And I couldn't afford to go to that seminar. I had absolutely no money because, again, 6 months of living off of my credit cards with no income. I had very important plans, and if I were going to miss those plans, I might have lost some very important relationships to me, which actually was a guy that I was engaged to. And so I had to shift a lot of things around and kind of get over some major issues in order to go to that event. I did so. I borrowed the money, came out, and in 8 days made $4,000. Directly after that, I brought 11 people to that same training seminar and made $11,000. The next check was $15,000. The next check was just under $20,000. Unfortunately, however, the millionaire that I had been learning from turned around and stole and embezzled all of my clientele as well as my business and associates. So that's exactly how I ended up completely homeless. It was not only the fact that my husband who moved me to Hawaii took off with everything, but I also had been embezzled by that millionaire. So I was an incredibly distrustful person. I hated people. I didn't think that people were trustworthy, and I didn't think that it was good for me to have a relationship with other human beings, because all I had suffered from at that point is just too much pain, betrayal, dishonesty, and people just not being who they said they would be. And so I had a lot of issues, and it was truly out of desperation that caused me to start that business from the trunk of my car in a payphone booth. And so all in a day, all in a moment, it was actually Christmas Day, I had to make a decision. And the decision was, do I stay the failure that I've been? Do I continue to be hateful towards other people? Or do I need to change something in my life? And I made a decision. And there's something that happens when desperation meets decision. You see, I didn't have the luxury of finding the right business. I didn't have that luxury. I had desperation, and if I was going to get into an apartment and have a roof over my head, if I was somehow going to overcome my financial situation, because the job that I had at that moment was a cocktail waitress, and there was no way it was ever going to help me pay off my $35,000 debt. So desperation met decision. And when those two things collide, things in your life begin to change, which is where it brings me to right now with this content. Okay, so let's talk about this. I have found personally that there is one thing that will make the biggest difference in your life, that if you can actually focus on this one area, it actually will help you financially, emotionally, mentally, physically, spiritually, socially. It will help you to grow your career. It will help you pay off your debt, and it will help you make more money. The single most important thing to get rid of in your life is the biggest enemy that we often treat like it is our best friend and intimate lover. This one enemy brings stress, frustration, and hopelessness. It opens the door to procrastination and fear, which totally kills your confidence. It completely keeps you broke emotionally, mentally, physically. Well, which also leads to broke relationships, leads to being broke socially, leads to being broke financially. And that one thing, that giant enemy that is in 98% of the population's life, which ends up dead or dead broke at the age of 65, 98% of the population who ends up living another life that they wish they had never lived, that life where they wake up and say, where did all the time go and why have I not done what I wanted to do that I said I was going to do when I was younger? And that is excuses. The definition of an excuse is a well-planned lie. It's very simple. You see, I have found, and people have asked me for years and years, whether I've been on, whether it's been behind, backstage at a television interview, whether it has been, speaking before 10,000 people. Danny, what would you say is the number one thing that people should learn? And I would say that is to overcome your excuses. Your excuses are not your friend or your intimate lover. Your excuses are your enemy. They're nothing but well-planned lies. You see, 98% of the population spends more time creating excuses or rehearsing their same old excuses that maybe even their parents taught them than they do in creating results, which is so incredibly sad. So sad. And why? Because money is hiding from you in your excuses. You can have excuses, or you can create wealth. You cannot have both. You can have excuses, or you can create wonderful, harmonious relationships. You cannot have both. You can have excuses, or you can have your dreams, whether those dreams are to travel around the world. to travel around to places like cruising through the Mediterranean Sea, seeing Greece, going to Santorini and checking out that just wild, and I mean wild architecture, white buildings on top of a dark, dark mountain. Whether it is to go to Italy, come on, oh, could you imagine the ravioli with a burnt butter sauce and some sage? Could you imagine the beautiful gelato? Have you ever had gelato? It is amazing. Gelato is amazing. Maybe you want to travel to places like the most exotic beaches in the world. By far, the number one beach in all of the world is in Bora Bora. It's in the South Pacific. It's an unbelievable place. Maybe you want to travel to places with people that you love, friends, and some family members. Maybe it is that you want to be able to have the time freedom to vacation 3 or 4 months out of the year. Maybe it is that you want the freedom to be able to go and buy whatever it is that you want. There's certain clothes that you want to put on your body that make you look 20 pounds lighter and 20 years younger. Maybe it is that there are shoes. You got a thing for shoes and that you've got a few pairs that you got sticking out in your head that you feel like are calling your name. Maybe it is that you've got a dream to use your life to benefit other people's lives. Maybe it is that you've got a goal to be financially independent and completely debt-free, no longer buried or drowning under the debilitating, horrifying feeling of that pressure of debt and creditors calling you. Maybe you want to be financially independent just to not have that happen any longer. Maybe it is that you had a dream and a goal to have a dream house. You know, that's a certain size, that has a certain kind of decor, that when you walk through this place, you just feel good. You can feel the peace in the hallways. You can feel the peace in the bathroom. You can feel the peace in the kitchen. And that you enjoy having people over. And things are all put in their place, and everything is clean. I mean, can you almost see the nice little sparkle on your appliances? I mean, do you understand what I'm saying? You might have had some dreams and some goals that you had that 98% of the population did have as well, and unfortunately traded their dreams and goals for excuses. You see, my husband and I, for 2 decades, have been giving to those that are in need, and we've been doing it anonymously, in secret. We've also washed the feet of the homeless, cut their hair and their fingernails. We've also served orphans again and again and again. How? Literally treating them like they were our own children, bringing hundreds of gifts at Christmas time, cooking a beautiful, luxurious Italian meal for them, taking them on a beach excursion, which was amazing because some of them had never even seen the ocean, being able to play games, you know, soccer games and volleyball and basketball and relay races and just all this fun stuff, and giving them a life that they would not normally even know. So maybe you had some dreams of doing something like that, using your time to love on people who are truly in need, even maybe making enough money to where you can help free some of the sex slaves out of the sex trade. So maybe those were some of your dreams. But unfortunately, what happens with 98% of the population is they trade their dreams for their excuses. Let me just tell you about something about how this even came into play for me. When I was about 20 years old and I had just started in that first business that I told you about and I started to get that training and things began to turn around for me, I was at McDonald's shortly after I heard the numbers, which at that time was that 97% of the population was dead or dead broke at the age of 65. It only took a few years before that changed, and unfortunately the numbers got worse, that are now 98% of the population that is dead or dead broke by the age of 65. So I'm at McDonald's. Okay, I want you to imagine this. I'm at McDonald's, really not the best place to have lunch, but that was the place I could afford it at the time. So I'm at McDonald's, and I'm sitting down enjoying my 2 cheeseburgers, my large french fry, and my chocolate milkshake, the large one, if that's what that really is, if that is a chocolate milkshake. Anyway, so I'm sitting there, and I'm eating my burger, and I'm there with a friend, JP, who he and I have been friends now 23, going on 24 years. I'm sitting there, and my eye catches this sweet, tiny, elderly woman. I mean, she's frail. You know, her back is kind of hunched over. You could tell that her face had weathered a lot of experience, whether it was, you know, maybe some tragedy in her life, or maybe there was some good happy times in her life, but you could just tell her face was weathered. I could tell that she was quite up and mature in years, but didn't quite know exactly how old she was. She was wearing a McDonald's uniform. She was carrying a stack of trays at about half her size. She would pick up the stack of trays and go and put it on a table. Then she would wipe the table, and she'd have to sit down, wipe the sweat off of her brow, take a quick rest before she grabbed the trays and move it to the next table to wipe down the next table. I was broken. When I saw her, my heart just went, oh, my gosh. Wow, I wonder why she's working here. Maybe she's bored in her retirement. That's got to be the reason why, because she's working so hard. So I went over to her, so intrigued and captivated by her, and I just started a conversation with her. And as the conversation went on, you know, I found out, and when I asked her, I said, hey, how long have you worked here? And she told me. And then I said, so do you like what you do? And she goes, oh, honey. She goes, I'm just grateful to have a job. I said, really? Why? She goes, well, my husband's pension, as well as our Social Security, is just not enough to pay for our apartment rent. We don't have enough money to live with just those means of income. So I'm just grateful that McDonald's has actually given me a job, because we are barely making it. I'm telling you, my heart sunk. I'm telling you, I was shaking inside. Because here, right before I drove to McDonald's, I'd heard the numbers about the large population that ends up dead or dead broke at 65. So I'm shaking as I'm looking at her going, she should be enjoying the last days of her life, not working at McDonald's just to make the rent on her apartment. The next thing I then was compelled to ask was, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking? And she says, I'm 89. I'll be 90 next month. I'm telling you, it was as though I got kicked in the stomach by a horse. It knocked the wind out of me. You see, those numbers became physically real right in front of me. I seriously was like, where are their family? Where is their kids? Why isn't somebody helping them out? Why are they working at McDonald's? This is wrong. I was so mad. And everything in me was compelled. Like, man, I wanted to tell her to go quit her job and let me take care of you financially. But the truth was, I couldn't even take care of myself financially. As much as my heart wanted to help, I was needing help myself. I was so severely in debt trying to get a business off the ground. But it was real. Those numbers, 98% of the population dead or dead broke by the age of 65. So if you think somehow, my friend, that you're going to escape the odds, you need to think again. If you continue to go in the direction of the masses, there is a guarantee you're going to wind up with what they have, which is a fat debt, some bad health, and broke or dead at the age of 65. Forced to have to continue to work just to pay rent on what? Not even a house, but an apartment? It's not right. It is an injustice. But the saddest part about it is that lots of studies have been done about what decides the difference between 98% of the population and 2% of the population. It is very simple. It is the way they think. It's how they make decisions. And you see, excuses will waver your decisions towards poverty. Excuses speak procrastination. Excuses speak fear. And when you make decisions according to fear, like, oh, you know, I'm kind of afraid to go to that training seminar because what if it doesn't work for me? Or, oh, Danny, I found a business, but gosh, I'm kind of scared of what people will think of me if I start that business. I'm kind of scared of, you know, gosh, it's a lot of money to invest into that, you know, and to buy that franchise or to buy that business. And, oh, gosh, you know, I barely have $500 for the application fee, or, you know, what if I lose all that money, and what if it doesn't work, and what if I waste my time and everything just turns into a big mess? That is the voice of excuses, which is your enemy. It is your enemy. I know that you have heard, whatever you think, you will speak. Whatever you speak, you will act upon. And what you act upon, you will receive. If you think you were born disadvantaged, then disadvantaged you will be. Not because you were born that way, but because you think that way. Because what you think, you will speak. What you speak, you will act. What you act, you will live with. Oh, you know, it's just my luck. Nothing ever works out for me. Yep, I was laid off. You know, I was expecting it, you know, because that's just my luck. I better not get my hopes up. Oh, yeah, Danny, your seminar sounds really great. But, oh, man, you know, I've seen those kind of things before. Let me tell you something fun. Let me just break something down to make it real plain. Yeah, you're right. There's lots of different types of seminars out there and probably lots of great ones out there. But not all seminars are created equal. And the truth is that if they don't have results and testimonies of people who have gone, like Simon, for example, who was $1.5 million worth of debt when I met him, and he had spent $25,000 going to training seminars that ended up in nothing but frustration and a debt. Yeah, same thing. I mean, we've all done this. We've all gone out and attempted to, you know, we've gotten hope into something, and then, man, the hope just completely fell out. Or, unfortunately, not everybody has integrity that is selling some kind of a program. It's sad and it's unfortunate. Well, Simon had experienced all of those what he called so-called gurus, the best of the gurus, and he wound up with no training at all, nothing but a bunch of fluffy motivation. Well, after he came through First Steps to Success, he tripled his income, and he cut his hours back. And he increased, not only did he increase his income, but he also increased the income of those associates that were working with him, which is how he was able to cut back his hours, because the effectiveness of those that worked with him was far more effective. They got better results, which enabled him to cut back his hours, and he tripled his income. He also paid off $1.5 million worth of debt in 2.5 years. In his mid-30s, he is completely debt-free. He owes no man, no thing. So I understand that there are people out there like that. I also understand this. Who is going to show you, my friend, how to become financially independent? Who is going to show you how to accumulate wealth that you can pass down to your kids? Who is going to show you how to pay off all of your debt in the next 5 to 7 years, including your mortgage? Who is going to show you how, step by step, to live your life by design instead of by default? I'll tell you what, TV talk shows are not going to show you how. They're not. I don't care how successful they are not going to show you how. And why? They don't know how. Number two, is the United States government or the European government or the Canadian government or the Australian government or whatever country that you are from, the Mexican government, are they going to show you how? No. They don't know how, because if the government and the powers that be and those that are in those high leadership influential positions that come out of from governments or to Hollywood, if they actually knew, what don't you think they would do it? There is a truth factor here, my friend, and the truth is either they don't know how to help you succeed financially, either they don't know how to help you annihilate your debt, as I helped Simon pay off $1.5 million of debt in 2.5 years, either they don't know how to help you cut back your hours and increase your pay, or they don't want to. Either they don't know how to, or they don't want to show you how. So the bottom line is this. Do your friends and neighbors know how to help you? Will they take out the time to show you how to increase your income, pay off your debt, and live the life that you want now and use your life as a benefit to other people's lives? Probably not. Maybe so. I know this. You have a multimillionaire talking to you personally right now who has a track record of helping tens of thousands of people. Now, either you can perceive that as arrogant, or you can perceive that as what it is, the truth and the fact that this multimillionaire, this secret millionaire, who was exposed on ABC, has a passion for helping to groom you for success instead of failure. My husband and I could be on our favorite beach in Bora Bora sipping on some homemade pina coladas with a shot of Kahlua. We could be sitting there eating that beautiful French bread with our kids, homeschooling our kids, and never come back to the United States of America, just enjoying ourselves. And do we have the right to do that? You're darn right we have the right to do that. But why are we not doing that? We're not doing it because the world is struggling and hurting right now. Because right now, there are people who are in a position just like I was 2 decades ago. That homeless situation, buried under debt, no confidence, and I was totally depressed and suicidal. So I know exactly how the people of the world today are feeling, and my heart hurts and it breaks. Here's the other side of the equation. When I started that business, I made a commitment to help people to succeed. And because it was so simple and the strategies were so doable that they helped me to become a millionaire, I've been passionate about helping other people. Yes, I'm one of those big dreamers that somehow thinks that we can turn nations and this world around to get back up on our feet and to be nations that we are proud of once again, to be a people that are living their life of freedom. Freedom financially, freedom emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically, and using our freedom to, yes, live the life we want, but also to benefit those that are around us. Could you imagine what the world would be like if all of us turned around to help someone else? As we are helping ourselves, we turn around and help somebody else at the same time. We certainly wouldn't need an overpowering government trying to step in and do something that we're supposed to do ourselves. We certainly wouldn't be in the multi-trillions of dollars of debt that we are as a nation right now. Listen, there is help. You don't have to stay stuck. You don't have to be in a rut. You do not have to live the way your family taught you how to live. Because my family taught me how to hit people, cuss people out, taught me not to trust anyone. My family groomed me to fail financially. They did not do it on purpose. It was unintentional. The way they lived taught me how to live. But I'm so grateful that I encountered a totally new mindset. There was something so different about the first millionaire that I had encountered. And there's something so different about every millionaire that I had encountered. And the difference was the way they thought, which changed the way they spoke, and their actions followed what they spoke. They talked about things that were different than what my friends talked about. You see, my friends talked about what some movie star was wearing. They talked about the gossip of who was sleeping around with who in our local area, or who was sleeping with who out of Hollywood. Like, who gives a rip who's sleeping with who out of Hollywood? Why does anyone want their life? Most of their lives end up, they're totally alone in some giant $13 million mansion with a drug problem and kids that have a drug problem. They can't be faithful to their spouses. I mean, it's a sad deal. And yet we read all the magazines and watch all the television shows all about them who have a pathetic life. Why? Because we like her shoes? But see, that was the difference. As I encountered the millionaires that I'd studied through the years, it's like, wow, I mean, I was scratching my head. You never hear them talk about celebrity gossip. You never hear them talk about what's new at Nordstrom's. What was on sale at Walmart? No. The way they thought, the way they spoke, and the way they acted was just different. Now, I got a question for you. Have you ever changed the way you thought? I did last night. I changed what I was cooking for dinner. Yep, I did. I was going to make chicken. I made steak instead. Have you ever changed your mind about what you're going to wear? Have you ever changed your mind on what you want to do with your life? Of course you have. Have you ever guarded your tongue and chose not to gossip about certain people? Sure you have. Have you ever made a decision to go in a certain direction and act a certain way? Of course you have. Now, the difference is to pull out of what the 98% is talking about, thinking about, and acting like. Pull out of their excuses, because they work harder on creating excuses than they do on creating results. And it is so much faster to create a result than it is to come up with a reason why you cannot. Here's the facts. When you live your life through excuses, it leads to poverty, it leads to bad health, and it leads to poor relationships. Because you are physically acting out what you're thinking. Oh, I'll never become successful. Oh, I'm the wrong color. Oh, I'm the wrong religion. I was born by the wrong people. I was born in the wrong city. I was born in the wrong country. No one's ever given me a break. Everyone's always been against me. Or I'm too young. No one's going to listen to me. Or I'm the wrong sex. That's why no one's going to listen to me. Or I don't know all the right people. I don't have the money. And then there is the 98% who says right now they don't have the money to go to First Steps to Success, but they have the money to buy more crap at Walmart. They still have money to spend way too much money on food, which then causes them to have to go buy bigger clothes because they've gained weight. So they have the money to buy too much, but wait, they have the money to spend on gas going to the grocery store 3-4 times a week for their cravings. And then they have the money to buy stuff that they shouldn't be eating. Then they have the money to be able to buy bigger clothes. All of that money that goes to waste, and the excuse is, I can't afford it. Really? But you can afford all of the potions and lotions and pills that are in your closet and underneath the bathroom sink, and all the extra tools that are in the garage, and the extra cars that are in the driveway. You have the money to spend on clothes, too many clothes that you can't possibly wear inside of a year. And yet, when it comes to the opportunity to change your life, when it comes to the opportunity to maybe get started in your own business, when it comes time for you to take some time to help others that are in need, you don't have the time and you don't have the money. It's just an excuse. That's all it is. It's just an excuse. So here's the bottom line. I'm going to say it again. Excuses are well-planned lies. Excuses are well-planned lies. When we live with this enemy and we feed it and we entertain it and we treat it like it's our best friend, and how? By repeating the words of the excuse. I can't afford it. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I need to talk to my spouse first. Oh, I just have all these kids. That's how come things are just too hard. You know, my life is just so crazy. It's spinning out of control. I have debt. That's how come I can't invest into myself. Oh, but Danny, you know, you don't understand. My boss, he never gives raises. You know, I had somebody tell me that one time. Had not had a raise in 5 years. He thought it was his boss's fault. Yeah. Oh, you know, at my job, you know, things are hard. They're tough right now, you know, so there's just no way. There's just no way, because things are really hard and the economy's really bad. I'm just grateful to have a job. I hope I don't lose my job. That is the voice of 98% of and excuses. So guess what happens? Let me show you. When you live under the excuses, you don't reach for something higher. You don't even entertain the thought of reaching for something higher. So you use what you currently see that says, well, I haven't had a raise in 5 years. The economy is bad. I'm probably not going to get a raise in the next 5 years. Great. Well, the fact that you think that way causes you to speak that way, and your speaking always leads to actions. So now you go to work with the mentality of, I'm not going to get a raise. The economy is bad, and I haven't had a raise in 5 years, so I'm not going to get a raise in the next 5 years. Great. So when somebody doesn't think they're going to get a raise and they don't think it's possible to get a raise, what do they work like? Do you think they work with excellence and diligence? Do you think they make an investment into their education and learning how to get better at the job? Do you think that they are reaching for a higher position? Heck no, they're not. Because they are totally riddled with excuses, and they are looking with their physical eyes and allowing what they see to determine their future. Listen, we're supposed to walk by faith, not by sight. By faith and not by sight. If you are walking by sight, your sight tells you the economy is bad, just like it did for Chris. The economy is bad. I haven't had a raise in 5 years. Well, guess what? As soon as he changed that mindset after coming through First Steps to Success, he changed that whole thing. And he made an investment into himself. And he began to learn how to work with people in such a way that it caused him to get a raise and pay off debt, a raise he had not gotten in 5 years. Hello, this is recently. This is a few months ago. Yes, in this down economy, in a state that is suffering financially. Okay, things like Tammy, who is looking all around her. She's in the real estate business. She's looking all around her, and people are failing all over the place. Oh, no, I'm in the wrong business. Oh, no, this is going to fail. No one is selling homes. Have you ever said that before? Have you ever said in the profession that you're in, I don't care if it is mortgages, real estate, or you are selling lotions and potions or skincare or vitamins or legal services, water filters, vacuum cleaners, whatever it is that you do, okay? Whatever it is that you market, and you have said, well, no one's buying right now. Oh, great. Well, guess what? You're going to find the no ones that are going to buy right now. I mean, the no ones that are not going to buy right now. If you actually let that into your head, well, times are tough and things are hard, I must be in the wrong business because no one's buying. Trust me, I guarantee you there's a competitor right down the road from you that's making money hand over fist right now. They're making money hand over fist. So what changed for Tammy? Yeah, Tammy was thinking, oh, gosh, I'm in the wrong business. The economy fell out. Oh, no, real estate's the worst place in the world to be right now. No, real estate was the best place in the world to be right now. You're like, what are you smoking, Danny? Are you serious? Yes, I'm dead serious. And why? Because, listen to this. It's crazy. So here it is. Tammy, you're right. The real estate market right now is sifting like I sift powdered sugar before I make one of my famous lemon desserts. The economy is sifting out all of the excuseaholics. The economy is sifting out all of the whiners. It's sifting out all of the beggars. It's sifting out all of the lazy ones. It's sifting out all of the ones that have not made an investment into their education to keep them current in years. They haven't done that. So it's sifting those people out. Therefore, it is so easy to stand out of the crowd. There's no competition. Everyone is falling to your right and to your left. So let me give you some very simple strategies, honey. Let me show you a very simple strategy that you can use that will elevate you above all the rest that are falling to your left and to your right. Well, guess what happened to Tammy? After the two-day seminar with First Steps to Success, in the worst economic real estate market in history, she sold 8 homes in 4 weeks, 4 of which were cash deals. She went on to make, in that next 12 months, $135,000, where the year before, she could not sell a home to save her life. So what's your excuse? Because what you think, you will act on. So if you think that nothing is possible, you're completely 100% right. It's not possible. So therefore, you go to work each day crippled, handicapped, diseased, almost like you've got leprosy. When you walk into the job or you walk in your own place of labor that is your own business and you've got that kind of an attitude that it's not going to go well, that it's going to be hard, it's not going to work, there you go. Excuses came out of your mouth, and therefore your results will always reflect your excuse. Don't you see? Excuses are an evil. It's killing your destiny. It's hurting your health. It's hurting your relationships. There's always an answer. There's always a way. Anything is possible, and I am personal living proof that anything is possible. I'm living proof that you can travel around the world. I'm living proof that you can work part-time and make millions of dollars. I'm living proof that you can be stupid and come from a family that hates your guts and still succeed. I'm living proof that you can be the most unpopular person in the world and learn some very simple strategies that now put your name all over the world, heard by millions and millions of people who have heard your story and are reciting your story on a daily basis. I'm living proof that a name of a no one can use some simple strategies and become a name that millions of people are getting online and Googling the name. The name that once was hated, despised, rejected, and slandered. A name that no one knew. That now millions of people are typing in the name Danny Johnson saying, I've got to know who that is. Come on, friend. I had to get over my excuses. I had to make a trade. You have to make a trade. Will you choose your excuses or will you choose your dreams? You've got to squash the stupid excuses, and the simplest way to do that is to step up and go after what you want. The simplest way to do that is to make that investment in yourself so that you can begin to train your mind to think like 2% of the population. You can begin to train your actions and develop your skill set. The skill set of making decisions that take you to success. A skill set that gives you the ability to work with people in such a way that causes them to want to work with you and recommend you on a daily basis. The kind of skill set where you will learn how to make more money with less time. A skill set where you'll be able to annihilate, crush, kill all of your debt and be completely financially independent. Where you can make an investment into your skill so that you can take the time to go out and come with me. Join us in helping those that are in need. There's a foundation that gives 100% of the money that you give straight to helping the orphans, freeing those sex slaves out of the sex trade. Gives 100% of the money to the widows and those who've been abused. Gives 100% of the money to those that have really bad water that's bringing disease into their body and killing them at a young age. Now giving clean water that is giving them a long, healthy life. Listen, we will show you, if you let me, how to succeed. Imagine that your life gets better in all areas. What if it was true? What if it was true? What if it all was possible? What if you are facing right now a decision? And maybe that decision is to go to First Steps to Success here very shortly. Maybe the decision is to invest in some kind of a business that you've been kind of belaboring over the decision, meaning you're excited about that business, but you are letting the cost of that business to hold you back. Don't make the stupid decision of trying to start a business with the lowest possible cost. Don't be penny smart and dollar stupid. If you sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. If you start small, you receive small. So are you allowing the excuses of, I don't have the money? Listen, neither did I. I didn't have the money. But your mama taught you that where there is a will, there is a way. Don't let that stop you. It's time to step up. The world needs you right now. We need you right now. We all need to come together and be those examples that our nations need to see. Why in the world was Danny Johnson the number one Google search? Because the nation was inspired in that 60-minute show. They were inspired by a homeless woman who became a millionaire and is now serving the homeless. They were inspired and said, man, if she can do it, can I? My answer is yes, you can. But you are going to have to learn some things. You are going to have to make some decisions. And you are going to have to take risk. You are. There's no question about it. Remember earlier on, I told you that I was going to teach you something today. I was going to expose to you the number one thing that is stopping you. I've done that. That was excuses. Excuses are the number one thing stopping you. It is a well-planned lie. It is your enemy. It is not your friend. And you need to reject excuses because excuses lead to fear. It leads to procrastination. It leads to negativity. It leads to depression. It leads to you gaining weight and having bad health and getting no sleep. It leads to bad relationships. It leads to frustration and stress and hopelessness. Excuses lead to all of those things. And the quickest way to demolish excuses is to take action. Take action and be willing to make a mess. Be willing to make a mistake. Be willing to fail. Because it is in the failures where you learn how to succeed. Why? Because in the failures, you have to make corrections. And corrections lead to perfection. But if you do not take the chance and fail forward, you can't make corrections. If you are stuck in a rut, I promise you, depression is knocking on your door. I promise you, you feel helpless and hopeless if you're stuck in a comfort zone. This is not the life that was intended for you to live. This was not the life that you were born that has a destiny. This is not the life that if you have given up on dreams, if you have settled in mediocrity and being average, if you have allowed other people to tell you who you're not, I'm here to tell you right now, I'm going to tell you who you are. You were born with a purpose. You were born with a destiny. And you were born with a dream. You were born with a desire to succeed. And with that desire to succeed, all you lack is the skill set to perform it. And you know that you can learn a new skill. If you are in debt, it's just because you lack the skill of living a debt-free life. If your finances are low and you are barely making ends meet, it's just because you lack the skill of making more money. We will show you, give me a year of your life, and I will show you how to make money and more of it, how to annihilate, crush, and kill your debt, and how to live your life with harmonious, loving relationships. And to use your life to benefit the lives of others. If you let me, I'm going to show you how to climb the ladder that you are currently either at the bottom or somewhere in the middle. Maybe you're somewhere near the top and you can't quite break through. Two heads are better than one. I have shown thousands how to do it. So if you're willing to humble yourself, you're willing to cast away your excuses, you're willing to step up and take a risk, which means you're taking action right now, then we're willing to show you the way.